This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. There you are, looking down at the water from the diving board, 10 feet deep at the drain. In you go, and as you swim downward, against your own buoyancy, you manage to approach the bottom of the pool. As you touch the drain, you notice the pressure. You feel it most distinctly in your ears and sinuses. You briefly touch the pool bottom, and it's time to head back up for air and normal pressure. Even though this entire trip took only 5 to 10 seconds, it seemed much longer. The deeper you dive, the greater the pressure. Since water is, say, 62.3 pounds per cubic foot, it exerts about 4.4 pounds per square inch on your body, while 10 feet underwater. Seawater is denser than fresh water, but the calculations are the same. And this is in addition to atmospheric pressure of that ocean of air above us, about 14.7 pounds per square inch at sea level. Well, you say, I can handle an additional 4.4 psi, no problem. True enough. But now let's talk about some real pressure. For every 33 feet of depth under the water, the pressure increases 14.7 pounds per square inch, or the equivalent of one atmosphere. As a diver, or submarine, gets each 33-foot depth, another 14.7 pounds per square inch is added. If you're in a submarine and you dive to a depth of, say, 800 feet, you are safe because the pressure inside is controlled, as long as the design of the submarine's shell is adequate. So now you reach 100 feet in depth. The pressure exerted on the hull is now 44.5 pounds per square inch, or 6,414.5 pounds exerted on every square foot of the subsurface. Now at 800 feet, the pressure is over 356 psi, or 51,316 pounds per square foot. Some submarines can travel to a depth of about 800 feet, and some, like the Deep Submergence Rescue Vehicle, DSRV, to about 5,000 feet, almost a mile down. But living things can't have reinforced thick steel surfaces. Underwater animals must have special mechanisms for dealing with the extreme pressures of underwater life. Next time, we'll take a brief look at the whale, one of God's truly amazing species, and see how these giants have been so well fitted for their deep sea environment. So thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.